your game, I felt like you were the better team, but you couldn't shake Highland for the life of you.
We couldn't. That's what I said. I felt like we would get, you know, ahead. We'd get up 13, and then they would fire back and hit a shot, or we'd break down on defense. And they're so capable of scoring. They have a lot of weapons. And so, you know, we couldn't. We knew that we couldn't let them break loose, and we did enough to finish at the end.
Yeah, this has been since re-adding Highland to the schedule, and you have a home and away this year, this has been really beneficial for both programs because you have a really good team, they have a really good program, so the teams really battle with each other.
Yeah, you know, it is. It's always fun to play them. She's done a great job there, and they're competitive. They compete, they play hard, and, you know, it's not a long distance to travel really either, and so anytime we can play against a team, you know, of that caliber that's close in proximity is nice.
I don't know if it was the best because she's been here now 2.5 years, but it's top five. Kate Crow was really good tonight.
I was so excited for her. She works her tail off. She's in this gym constantly this year and really, really has worked on her game and her outside shooting. And I thought tonight, you know, her outside shooting was good, and then her attack to the basket was tough. She read the openings great. She finished around the rim. She went up under control. You know, we worked on her footwork a lot, and I think she has a high ceiling, honestly, and is just now probably tapping into what she's capable of doing.
You know, it's funny how, you know, and I think we saw this in the last 5-6 minutes, when things aren't going well offensively, it almost feels like a virus that kind of goes through the team where the ball just doesn't go in the hoop, and you had one of those early fourth quarter.
Yeah.
That 5-point stretch that Kennedy had where she hit a three and then she hit a driving bucket.
Yeah, it was huge.
That was huge.
Yeah, it was. No, I agree. We got stagnant on offense, and there's times that we settle for shots that we don't need to settle for, that we could get a better look if we just kept rotating the ball. And so, you know, we really wanted to get into our shot clock more than what we did probably in that fourth quarter. I thought we were pretty patient in the first half and got some good drives and good reads off some cuts. And we kind of lost that patience in the fourth quarter for a bit and took some quick shots. And, you know, anytime, you know, those misses, especially a long miss, leads to long rebound and gets them on the run. And we knew we didn't want to run with them at that point.
Has it been, I know really the big addition from last year, this has been Yanni, who can really fill up the net. So it's a good addition, obviously, because she helps you on the offensive end. Is it a challenge when you get somebody who's looking for a shot, when you got girls who are looking for their shots as well? Has that been a challenge kind of fitting in the pieces?
You know, we have a lot of scorers. And, I mean, that's tough to find a balance. You know, Yanni transferred to us from Marshalltown, where she was used to being the it factor. I mean, she was all they had.
And option
so she
A, B,
had
and
to
C.
Do, yeah, she had to do it all. And so I think it's been an adjustment for her to know that she has other teammates that are capable. And so, you know, we just keep working with her on that, saying, you know, when you attack that basket, gather yourself. And then if you're not open, if they're helping, look for the shooter that's on the outside, because we have plenty of those that can knock down shots.
I kind of look at the team here, and it's been a couple weeks since I've seen the play, but there are moments where I look at it and say, they're starting to look like last year's team a little bit. And it's not 40 minutes worth
no,
yet.
No, not yet.
You can start to see things start to come together.
I agree. I thought tonight, you know, we played Monday against the JV and did some good things where we've really concentrated in practice on valuing the possession, having good offensive efficiency. And so to do that, we've got to learn to pass the ball. We've got to learn to move without the ball in our hands and get ourselves open, get our teammates open. So we've been doing some drills where we don't allow them to dribble. So they have to play four out with no dribbles or 4-on-4 with no dribbles. And it's really been eye-opening, I think, for the girls to know, well, there's a lot of things I can do without the ball in my hands to get myself open, get my teammates open. And so I think that's paying off for us. But you're right. There's glimmer of what we're capable of. We're not there yet, and we don't want to be there yet. We don't want to be playing our best ball right now, and so we just want to continue to get better and better. And we're kind of getting into a flow, I think, at times where you see that.
Yeah, and the last game that we had on was Ellsworth, and since then you beat KCK here. You've had, you know, a number of nice victories. You're now 7-3. You're playing better, but you're also, you're seeing some pretty good competition over the last 2 weeks.
We have. You know, we went down to Allen County and took a loss. Probably shouldn't have. We were really out of sync down there. You know, they're a good team, but we didn't play well either. So we gave up 30 offensive rebounds, and that is a huge amount of offensive rebounds to give up. They scored 20 points just off offensive boards, and we lost by 9. And so that's a game we'd like to have back, and we got to learn from it. And so, again, we've worked on rebounding. I thought the girls tonight, you know, we really focus on winning the boards, and at halftime they had us. They were out-rebounding us, and by the end of the game, we'd out-rebounded them. And so I thought we did a good job of pursuing the rebound and boxing out and getting the rebound. But that's something you have to do to win games against good teams is rebound.
We know at the JUCO level you get two freshmen that come in and they're figuring things out. So often you get to Christmas break where they can take a breath, they get on the Florida trip, they get back, it's January, they get games. And a lot of times they can come back looking completely different in
right.
a good way.
Are you seeing
that potential with freshmen?
We're seeing a lot more confidence in our freshmen when they step on the floor, and that's huge. You know, I thought Tori came in and gave us good minutes tonight, and just getting used to how physical the game is, I think is a big adjustment for some of these girls. And so if they can adjust to that, they're ready for it in the second half. So we look for that improvement to for sure take place.
How excited are they for Florida?
Oh, we're really excited. I'm excited. Get some warm weather.
It's not bad here, but it's not 70.
No, it's not.
Congrats, Coach. We'll see you Sunday.
All right, thanks.